Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, on Thursday, October the 8th, where I have to tell you we've gotten a little relapse or a comeback of summer. All of a sudden, the temperatures were pretty warm today after some very nice days. The temperatures got warm today, and they're supposed to be warm for a few days. So, you know, like I've said before, summer always has one last goodbye. And exactly when it comes, we don't know. But it doesn't always come within the calendar time of summer, meaning it can go beyond September 20th. And here we are, the 8th of October, and it feels like summer out there. So, anyway, I think it's going to last for a few days, and it'll probably pass after that. Well, the big topic, of course, the big topic in the country today is Senator Harris versus Vice President Pence. There was a debate last night, in case you missed it. It turned out to be a pretty good debate, actually. It turned out to be a pretty good debate. I think they got into issues, and I think that Vice President Pence clearly won the night. I mean, there's no question about it, that he was much better than Kamala Harris in every way, not just in terms of style, which is very important for these debates, but in terms of substance, I think he was much, much better. I think the only time then that the debate was, let's say, a little weaker for Vice President Pence was at the very beginning, in the sense that they were talking about a difficult issue and the coronavirus. And obviously, when you have something big like the coronavirus and 200,000 people dead and millions impacted by corona, obviously that's always going to be an easier topic for the opposition party or the party out of power, because they don't have to say anything. All they can do is criticize. They just criticize. They don't have any record of handling it. So, I mean, you're always going to be perfect when you're not in a position where you have to make decisions. So you're always going to be better when you're outside. But I thought that Vice President Pence handled it well, and I thought it was very effective when he came back to Senator Harris, and when Harris made that really idiotic remark about she wouldn't trust a vaccine by President Trump. I mean, that is about as silly and childish as anything that you'll ever hear in this kind of a debate. Trump is not the one making the vaccine. The vaccine is being made by international companies with some of the world's smartest scientists and smartest people who are going to put this together. And then they're going to have it checked by all the professionals in the different agencies of government. And then after that, it will be made available to the public. So Trump, I mean, the only place or the only role that Trump would play in that vaccine, the only role he would play would be to tell us that it's ready. But beyond that, he's not going to have anything to do with mixing the vaccine or putting it together or anything like that. And I thought that Senator Harris last night, in saying that, not only made a fool out of herself, but frankly, you're really, you know, you're going after people who are behind. I mean, there's a bunch of people behind the curtain here who are working very hard to get a lot of these things done. And you're mocking them. You're mocking them when you say something this stupid. So that's all I can say. I mean, I thought that was, you know, that part of the debate obviously favored the Democrat or Harris, because, again, they're the outside party. They can say anything, whereas Pence has to defend whatever happened. But I thought he did a decent job. And then from that moment on, from that very first part of the debate, from that moment on, Pence really had the night. I mean, he won every single round after that. There wasn't a single round after that that Kamala Harris won. Nothing. On every other issue after that, Pence was better prepared, had better presentation. And I thought it was very interesting because for many Americans, this was probably the first time they had ever seen Kamala Harris. Obviously, she's the senator of California, so if you're from California, you know who she is. She was in the Democrat primary, so if you watched the Democratic Party debates, obviously you know who she is. But she didn't do very well in those debates. She didn't do very well at all in the primaries, which is one of the reasons that I was very surprised that Biden selected her, because I never thought he would bring her that much value, and I think we saw that last night. But for many Americans, this was really the first time they saw her. And to a lesser extent, Vice President Pence, because, of course, he's been visible, particularly with the virus task force and all of that. But it was probably the first time that many people saw Pence answering questions and taking questions and so on. And according to a focus group put together by Frank Luntz, and Frank Luntz does this quite a bit. He's got these focus groups. Exactly how they pick these people, I'm not sure. But anyway, they claim that these are independents and in different states. And according to that focus group, Pence was a little bit more boring, but very presidential. And Harris was sort of condescending, arrogant, and abrasive. So those were the personality impressions of these two people to this focus group. And I'm not even talking about ideology when I say this. I'm just talking about their personalities. The ideology is something else. But I think it's clear to me, and the reason I believe that this focus group is so important for these two people, Harris and Pence, is because of the age of the two presidents. Trump is going to be 74 on Inauguration Day. He's already 74, but I mean, he's 74. Biden would be 78 next January. So you're talking about two men who could be potentially, mortality rates are much higher now, of course, than they used to be. But, I mean, let's face it. I mean, it's a difficult job. It's a tough job. It's not a job that we normally elect a 70-year-old man to do. And so I think a lot of people last night may have seen this debate and said, you know what, this could very well be president number 46, one of these two people. Could very well be president number 46 after Trump 45. Which one of these is more presidential? Which one of these would I rather see every night? And I think on that score, Pence wins. Absolutely, hands down. No question in my mind that he wins. Now, on ideology, the same. Because I think one of the really good things that Pence did last night was to force Kamala Harris to take positions or evade issues. This is something that Pence did very effectively, and unfortunately, President Trump didn't do it as effectively in the first debate. There were many times in the first debate when if President Trump had simply shut up, Biden would have fumbled on the three-yard line, as they say, because Biden has a capacity to do that. But Trump kept jumping in and jumping in, and as a consequence, I think he in many ways probably saved Biden from himself. But clearly on the issues, I think that the fact that Kamala Harris would not answer the question about packing the court, I think it's a major story. Packing the court would literally change the country in a super dramatic way. And this attitude on the part of the Biden administration is, elect this and we'll tell you what we're going to do. Well, that's exactly the opposite of how we do it in the United States. That's why we have elections. That's why you have debates. You tell us before the election what you're going to do, and then, we'll vote for you or not vote for you, whatever. But I think, evading the issues or avoiding the issues was really the trademark of Kamala Harris last night, and I don't think she presented herself that way. And I tell you, I was very, very happy when Vice President Pence brought up this Catholic issue, because it is a fact, and you can look it up, that Kamala Harris opposed a Catholic judge, not a Catholic judge, but a judge who happened to be Catholic and a member of the Knights of Columbus, who wanted to be in the court, and she opposed him because the Knights of Columbus have an anti-abortion position, and she opposed him on those grounds. And I hope that every Catholic last night who was watching took note of that, because that I thought was just an absolutely disgraceful performance by Senator Harris as part of the Judiciary Committee. And I don't know what to tell you. I don't see how any Catholic, frankly, could vote for these two people, Biden or Harris. I thought it was comical last night when Kamala Harris says that Joe Biden is a man of faith. Maybe he is. Maybe he is. But he ought to talk to the bishop in his church, because I don't know of any Catholic or strong Catholic who believes in abortion or even abortion, late-term abortion, which is something that the Democrats believe in. So clearly it was a big night for Mike Pence. How that translates from now on, I don't know. But I think if President Trump uses what happened last night in a smart way, I think it could be a turning point in the election. But if he debates Biden, President Trump needs to let Biden talk, because Biden will always hurt himself when he's talking. We're going to take a little break and we'll be right back. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas. A couple of other things from the debate last night. When Kamala Harris and Joe Biden continued to say that they are not going to destroy fracking or end fracking, there are videos, recent videos within the last 6-9 months of both of them saying that. So I don't know how they get away with it. And frankly, I don't know how the media lets them get away with it. That's the frustrating part for many of us. How the media continues to let these people get away with not answering that question. And another very silly thing from last night's debate, not so much from the debate, but some of the coverage on some of the networks, is this whole idea that, the woman card, as they like to call it, you know, the little woman being harassed by the man, you know, which I think it's pretty silly. Look, Kamala Harris is in the big leagues. She needs to understand that when you're in the big leagues, that's just the way it goes. You're going to be attacked, not because you're a woman, but you're going to be attacked because you're a liberal, and you're going to be attacked because you don't answer questions. And that's just the way it is, whether it's a man or a woman. So this, you know, all this garbage about the little woman victim, I think, is crazy. Now, one of the craziest things that I heard today, by the way, is that Nancy Pelosi wants to work on the 25th Amendment to remove President Trump from office. I guess she thinks that he is not capable of holding the office. I mean, I think that's silly and stupid, but that's what you expect from Nancy Pelosi. But once again, you see the Democrats pandering to the left. You know, they're just feeding the left, feeding the crazy left with all of these crazy things about the 25th Amendment, the little, you know, the Green Deal, and all that kind of stuff. That's just pandering to the left. That's all that is. And they must be worried about the election if they have to pander to the left at this stage of the campaign. Well, just a quick thing on this day in history. On this day in 1956, Don Larsen pitched the only perfect game in postseason history. He was pitching for the Yankees on this day in 1956, and he threw a complete game shutout and perfect game against the Dodgers. And, you know, I have a little post about this today in my blog. Don Larsen had a very insignificant, mediocre career as a pitcher. But on one day, and on this day in 1956, man, he threw the greatest game ever pitched. Unbelievable. A perfect game in the World Series. So that can happen. All of a sudden, one guy has a great day, and that makes his career. Thank you for listening. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas.